This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, folks, we should be upset. We should be outside our comfort zones. We should be really freaked out right now because I have a stack of news here where they're just killing people with these poison shots and they're doing all sorts of horrible things to our bodies, and they are growing nano matrices in us. That's what they're doing. They have hit us with a super weapon. It just does so many things, hits you so many ways. And we've now cracked the code on exactly what's going on. But does it even matter if I tell people? I mean, seriously. Listen to Kamala Harris, the woman who had less than 0.5 percentage point support by Democratic voters when she ran for the primary, telling you that they're battling people that are trying to silence their voices, and that the few hundred people that they tricked into fighting with the police, and the 500 or so that then got waved into the Capitol, that they're trying to silence people. No, it's the left burning down cities. It's the left censoring everybody. It's big tech and the corporate structure taking away millions of people's bank accounts and PayPal because they're gun owners. It's NASCAR now saying, well, we may not let somebody have a Let's Go Brandon thing on their car. Oh, we may not let the world champion tennis player into Australia because he doesn't have the shot. This is all oppression. It's all classical tyranny, but with a science fiction gravy. But here's Kamala Harris gaslighting the world, telling you and telling everybody that we're the ones silencing them because we wanted to go and have a 10-day investigation by the Senate, which is in the law. And to Ted Cruz's credit, he did vote to do that. He was one of 8 senators that did it. Now he's backpedaling to be able to actually investigate. But no court ever investigated. Nobody ever investigated. They just said, well, Democrats got consent decrees from these 7 states so they would accept mail-in ballots with no signatures or confirmation. And so that's just the way it is. We're just letting it through and certifying it. And Georgia re-ran the election in spot areas and ran the exact same computer program over again and said, oh, look, it's been done. But when you actually did a real audit in Arizona, a spot audit, it showed just off the votes of that spot audit in one county, Trump won massively. That's the reality, and we all know it. Here's Kamala Harris.
What was at stake then and now is the right to have our future decided the way the Constitution prescribes it, by we, the people, all the people. We cannot let our future be decided by those bent on silencing our voices, overturning our votes, and peddling lies and misinformation by some radical faction that may be newly resurgent, but whose roots run old and deep.
Her family, literally including her father, had slave labor in Jamaica. She has no African blood in her. She's a fraud on every level. And then she talks about how they're not going to be oppressed by us. Unbelievable. And look how fake she is. Look at what a joke she is. Everybody knows it. You didn't win the election. And that's what's so sad about Trump going sideways right now, is that he did a lot of good, and they stole it from him. They hate his guts. And joining them is not going to...
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Again, I just want this to sink in for everybody. That they are giving you an injection that erases your immune system. And they're giving you an injection that begins growing nanoparticles in your body that eat holes in your tissue that then white blood cells then also attack. And then once the spike protein has embedded itself in your cells, then your own body starts chewing holes in it. And it migrates to the ovaries and the testicles and attacks fertility. And it's all confirmed. I mean, look at these headlines I've got today. Report, 1 in 70 vaccinated students suffer myocarditis at private school. 1 in 70 vaccinated students suffer myocarditis at private school. A fourth report of myocarditis at a private children's academy in California brings the incidence rate to roughly 1 in 70, pathologist Stephen Kirsch estimates. On Wednesday, Kirsch reported via Substack, and it's Kirsch reporting on what the pathologist is saying. On Wednesday, Kirsch reported via Substack that he'd privately received a report from a concerned parent that a fourth student at the Monte Vista Christian School in Watsonville had been diagnosed. Kirsch had already documented three cases at the school with an enrollment of about 855 students last month. So now there are four cases in 285 vaccinated boys, bringing the incidence rate to nearly 1 in 70, assuming all the cases are boys. And he does the math right there. This is not rare. This is a disaster, he added. And he's got all the epidemiologists quoted there and the pathologist that he's got in his articles. Here's another one. CNN coronavirus tracker not featured 24/7 despite 1 million daily cases under Biden. But again, it's all a fraud because they're counting the new variant and they're counting the common cold in the new PCR test that they have admitted is a fraud the whole time. So it's fraud built on fraud built on fraud. And some people are sick and dying from the shots. Other people are sick, getting other colds, other problems. They're going to the hospital. They're not given treatment. Then it gets worse. Then they die. Because they're calling the cold and flu COVID-19 and Delta variant and Omicron. But it's not. It's denial of care. What did Trudeau just say last night? He said, we have lockdowns and we have sick people and we have all these problems. We have people not getting health care because of the unvaccinated. Really? It's almost the first year of the lockdown in Canada. They even had the damn vaccine. No, you ordered the lockdown. You caused the crisis. That caused the mass starvation in the third world. You did, you little murderer. And you will face God for what you've done. This is a... He went to the data group. He got the degree from Klaus Schwab's Bilderberg group. as a young world leader 20 years ago. And look at him up there carrying out the operation lockstep and saying he's carrying out lockstep. And now he says he wants carbon lockdowns. They're just getting you used to lockdowns. The man is a complete fraud. Omicron spreads faster than Delta within vaccinated individuals, Danish study finds. Another big story up on Infowars.com from the Epic Times. Whoopi Goldberg shocked at catching COVID despite being triple vaxxed. Unvaxxed Aussies told they won't be allowed to exercise or go to work or leave their houses. Rand Paul creeps closer to the truth. Tells Fox News that he slams hysteria over renewed shutdown of schools, vaccine absolutism. But it's the collapse of civilization. And once you destabilize it and collapse it up and train people not to work, then everything breaks down. And then you bring in third world populations that are collapsing because of it to weigh down the lifeboats even more. And then this whole system sinks. Djokovic. Immediate fate. Revealed as tennis star fights deportation over vaccination status. So they tell him, yeah, you can get your waiver, come here once he gets to Australia. Oh, no, we're not sure, we may kick you out. All obsessing over it. Total control. He has to wait in an Australian detention hotel. It's all just training you to live in martial law. Is your life worth it? Is being the champion worth it? Boycott it. We all have to say no now or consign ourselves to a living hell under the control of these people. And that ties into Aaron Rodgers. He's a bum. Aaron Rodgers calls out NFL MVP voter who won't back him because he's unvaccinated. So that's a social credit score. It's not about if he's the best player. It's not about if he's the most valuable. It's about did he submit to the social credit score. That's the system we live in, folks. That's the globalism. Not creeping in, but rushing in. And where are we as a civilization? USPS seeks temporary relief from the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate, warning of potentially catastrophic impact to the service. And if the oldest U.S. agency, after the Army, but technically an agency, not a bureau, collapses, what does that say? Well, everything else collapses. Medicine, other people's jobs, people's companies, confidence in the system. Our system, the model of the world, now being erased by the hysteria over, oh, you've got Omicron, the common cold. Oh, you got to stay home 2 weeks now, and everybody else around you's got to stay home. And then it breaks down, it collapses, the system unwinds. You go home, watch TV, get more depressed, take more Prozac. They know what they're doing. According to VAERS website, there are now over a million adverse reactions. They say about 1 in 100 get reported, Harvard estimates. So according to the VAERS website, there are now over a million adverse reaction cases of COVID-19 vaccine and over 21,000 deaths. We got so much more on this, but we've got a Greg Reese report dealing with the nanotech that is the vaccine. But it's beyond that. After we play the report, I'm going to explain the rest of the story and lay it all out for you. But this is incredibly important information. Separately, if you're not taking vitamin mineral fusion or another really good multivitamin mineral amino acid system, you're insane. It's got the vitamin D3. It's got the zinc. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals from really good sources with a bunch of key amino acids that help absorb it into the body and get it into the cells. It is a top-flight formula with no additives and no garbage, and people love it. And it's wonderful for adults and children and people of all ages, and it is going to sell out really in the next week or sooner at current sales rates, but I don't care. I want you to get it and have it. So it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and more will come in hopefully in about a month or so, it looks like, and I'll try to discount it again once it comes in, but it helps fund the operation, and it's something your body needs. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. 3139. And X2, the deep earth crystal iodine that supercharges all your cells, critical essential electrochemical activity, over-the-top immune system. Even the UN estimates over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities and lower IQs because of iodine deficiency. Most iodine is bound to other elements, so it doesn't get absorbed into the cells. This is pure atomic. This is the purest, best quality you're going to find anywhere out there, and I take it under the tongue when I forget to every day. Boy, do I feel it. So it's 50% off, sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we also have the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste that has the tea tree oil and the iodine in it as well. So good for your mouth, so good for your body. It's discounted. We have the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash with essential oils as well. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. But the big sales are Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X2 for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And, folks, I'm sorry I keep getting mad and throwing fits. I mean, I'm probably just going to have to take off a couple weeks or something because, I mean, folks, they're really killing everybody. I mean, I can't just sit here like it's no big deal. They are murdering.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. ccnteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact gcnteam.com. Enlist in gcnteam.com and save America.
Play a Greg Reese report right now that is completely documented. And then I'm going to give you the rest of the story after we play this report. Evidence of self-assembling nanochemistry in the Pfizer vaccine. Again, evidence of self-assembling nano circuitry in the Pfizer vaccine. It's on band.video in the Greg Reese section. It's also been posted to the front page of InfoWars.com. I'm going to have it added to the live show feed of the broadcast. It needs to get 10 million views. It went up a few hours ago. It's got 64,000. That's wonderful. That's good. We're trying to cause a mass chain reaction awakening. And that's not going to happen with 300,000, 400,000 views on the video. It's going to happen when these videos start getting millions apiece. And the enemy knows that. That's why they're working around the clock to block this information. Remember, you are the resistance, and believe me now or experience it later, it's going to get progressively worse and more hellish for you as they shut civilization down. And we can criticize America for all its problems, but notice we're one of the freest and most open countries left. And the blue cities are occupied by the enemy, literally by globalist forces. And as soon as we start realizing that and understanding how much trouble we're in, is the sooner we fix it. That's what they've got over on us, is that it's so evil, it's so coordinated, it's so psychotic. It's like having Jeffrey Dahmer for the president, that people have trouble believing it or understanding it. But I remember talking to a lot of experts last year and others, and then it came out in government documents that COVID-19 is a synthetic nanoparticle. And that's why they said it's a virus out of a wet lab or a virus out of one of these markets or whatever, is because that's just a cover for them to introduce a whole family of spike proteins that are self-replicating nanotech. Here's Greg Reese's report.
Ricardo Delgado has a master's in biostatistics. His postgraduate studies included microbiology, epidemiology, and immunology. He is the founder of the Fifth Column. Delgado has published videos of electron microscopy taken at the University of Almeria in Spain of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, showing what can best be described as self-organizing nanostructures. The videos show that as the Pfizer mRNA vaccine evaporates, nano-sized structures begin to form, multiple structures that appear to be the same things, things that look like microchips and electronic circuitry. Pfizer has reportedly made 33 different batches, which have all been cataloged in a database, some dangerous and others seemingly innocuous. So these things maybe aren't in every vial, but the FDA has said that they need 75 years to tell us all the details, so maybe they are. At a World Economic Forum 2018 conference, the chief executive officer of Pfizer expressed excitement for invasive nanotech, referring to the recent FDA approval of a tablet with a sensor that can notify medical authorities of compliance.
It is a basically biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
Later that year, a nano transistor chip is unveiled that replaces silicone with air. Just this week, a COVID implantable microchip developer claimed we will be chipped whether we like it or not. There has been much talk about graphene oxide and nanotech in the vaccines, which the media vehemently claims is not true. But how would they know? And why would anyone trust a word that they say about any of this? If there are nanocircuits being created within the bodies of the vaccinated, This would explain the videos we've seen of IP addresses coming from the jabbed. A newly activated network of nanocircuits, unique to each individual. One of the leading experts of nanotechnology, Charles Lieber, has written patents describing a technology that has the potential to self-assemble into tiny computer systems capable of controlling human neurology, which is exactly what Delgado's electron microscopy of the Pfizer jab appears to be. Charles Lieber was just convicted on numerous crimes for working with the communist Chinese in Wuhan, where Pfizer ran a research and development facility. Elon Musk expects to be implanting his Neuralink into human beings this year and claims that they could put you fully into virtual reality, as if this is somehow important for humanity. For humanity, it isn't, but for the transhumanist, it's a necessity. And if you listen to the psychopaths orchestrating all of this, transhumanism is officially their stated goal. And they won't need Elon's implantable chip. With injectable nano-sized circuitry in the human brain and nervous system, non-intrusive wearable tech will do the job just fine. And this is rapidly being developed by Wellcome Leap, a privately run umbrella corporation connecting DARPA, Silicon Valley, and the military, who has tripled their network in less than a year, boasting success for the deadly mRNA vaccines and pushing to accelerate new ones designed to correct every so-called flaw of the human psyche that stands in the way of productivity to an authoritarian state run by artificial intelligence that monitors and controls their neurological functions 24/7. This is exactly what they say they want by the year 2030. So either the vaccines are a way of interfacing the new transhuman with AI technology, or they're lying, and it's all about depopulation. Which is what the latest data is showing. Natural News recently estimated billions of deaths if it isn't stopped in the next year. It obviously isn't about public health, and whether it's about depopulation or transhumanism, it is a threat to all of humanity. We could ponder until the end about why anyone would want to do this. But the real question is, why are we letting them? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And you've got Yuval Harari, the main science head of Davos, saying, quote, the future is not human, and we're going to put things in your food and water that migrate to your brain to make you merge with AI. They're not asking. This is their revolution. And what they found is, in psychological studies they've done, once they abuse people and do this to them, they're going to like the abuse, and they're going to go, oh, you're trans now, you mutated, you're a beautiful new creature, and criticizing that will get you sent to a death camp. That's why there's all the movies about being mutants and how cool it is, and, oh, a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, and, oh, adults can have sex with children or whatever we want to be. That's what this whole thing is. And so for those that merge with the silicon, they survive and go into the future. Those that don't, it kills you. And this is the giant experiment they're doing. And they admit they're doing it. That's what's so frustrating. When we come back, I'm going to get to the rest of the story, because I have all the documents right here. I mean, are we asking if this is nanotech? COVID-19 is nanotech. And the so-called vaccines they created that make your body create the spike protein in the cells are nanotech, is artificially made and replicates artificially. It's alien, as if it never has been on this planet before. I'm not saying it's from aliens, but it's alien to human biology. And now it's spreading into all the earth. Remember the Johnny Depp movie, Transcendence, where he becomes a dust that infests everything? The AI takes over that way?
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield, X2, Deeper Crystal Iodine, the Game Changer, the Missing Link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock. 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So here we are on January 6, 2022, and it's open and shut now. We know the feds ran the attacks, did the whole thing, had thousands of troops there, all stations in plain clothes, obviously some of them helping break into the Capitol and run the whole operation, and they set us all up, and now they're trying to put all of us, they try to set up in prison, even though we try to stop what happened, because they are a criminal, globalist, ruthless group taking over. And they are the same ones that launched the whole COVID-19 operation, that cooked it up and released it. So here's the riddle of COVID-19, and here is what is really going on. If you release a bioweapon on people, folks are going to find out who did it, and that means war. So you get the UN together, you get a bunch of countries together, you have a multinational lab with a bunch of countries working in it, more than a dozen, in China. And then you're Bill Gates and you send the emails out in November and December of 2019 saying, here's the vaccine we need made for this spike protein and this virus. And it's COVID-19. That's open and shut, send them to prison right there, right? And then they tell more than a dozen vaccine makers around the world, we don't care how you do it, but you need to have the body make the spike protein of this virus in its cells to, quote, learn how to defeat it or whatever. And instead, it just colonizes you with it. And then you read deeper into what Peter Daszak brought to the Pentagon and to DARPA in 2017 and said, oh, we've got nanotech spike protein of COVID-19 that we can just spray on people. Would you like to buy this from us? Would you like to be part of testing this open air? And the Pentagon said, are you crazy? That would start a war. You want to spray it out in the public in China? So that's the level of crazy town that's been going on. That's the level of this garbage that has been unfolding at every single facet of our society. And that's why I'm sitting there talking to people that I know personally who in the last year and a half say they've had COVID three times. Really? You ever get smallpox three times? You ever get? No. If it's supposedly a virus, COVID-19, you're going to get immunity to real mutations of that virus for many, many years. If you've already had it, naturally. And a normal vaccine would give you 10 years or more. But these aren't vaccines. So people that haven't taken the shots are getting sick 2, 3, 4 times. The people that have taken the shots are even getting sicker and more often. And what's going on? Because they had to release COVID-19 and the spike protein as the cover for all the other nanotech releases they're doing of COVID-19 spike protein that they can spray in a movie theater or spray out of a plane, or they can give somebody the injection and their body creates it and sheds it, Pfizer's own website says. And they got the EU to even pass a law that they're allowed to do that. So this is a colonizing protein crystal that's artificial, that Anthony Fauci has the patent to jointly with Bill Gates, it's on record, and they have hit us with their invention and with their weapon. And they're in a race to make everybody take it, so everybody will be so sick, they won't be able to resist into the future. And that can give you an idea of what are they going to pull to cover up this event, something much bigger. Power outages, fake cyber attacks, new wars, terror attacks. I mean, it's all going down. And I am so upset. We're living inside the New World Order. We tried to stop this from happening, but now we're here. Now it's going on. And only a full understanding of this and a revelation of how the globalist operates can turn this around. Half measures won't do it. Eating around the edges of it won't do it, like Ted Cruz and Trump and Senator Paul and all of them are doing. So here's some of the articles I mentioned. Here's the London Telegraph. And again, it's all about, oh, they wanted to spray it in China. What was it? A nanotech particle. Synthetic replicating virus. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bat caves. Leaked papers reveal. London Telegraph. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles. Recent advances in graphene-based hybrids with magnetic nanoparticles for biomedical applications. And when you read how they replicate the spike protein, it grows like a crystal. Just like the crystals in transistor radios, just like the crystals in the silicon system. mRNA vaccine delivery using lipid nanoparticles. Here's all the patents on it from PubMed. This is what's going on. This is what's unfolding. This is what we have been collectively hammered and hit with at every level. Now, I want to play a very important clip coming up here in a few minutes of Robert Kennedy Jr. explains why Fauci is going after children. And what he says is on record and totally true and is a huge evil war crime and scandal in and of itself. But that's only one level. This is not about money. Yeah, the drug reps and the company heads, the people following the directives, it's all about money. But for the groups above it, it's about sterilization, depopulation, playing God, and engaging in mad scientist behavior where they say they want to merge with Silicon and become gods. Well, the only way to do that is to give enough people these shots and then test what's happening and see what genetic lines are able to merge with this and what immortal cell lines can be merged with this. So they want to merge biological immortal cell lines with a human synthesis that is able to merge with these nanotech synthetic matrices. And then they admit all this. I mean, I mentioned some of this earlier. Look how they spin the people that are behind it as the saviors. Oh, look, the Davos Group. Technology will enslave you. Global elites will save you. 60 Minutes. Human history will end when we become gods. Oh, there's not room for a lot of gods, though. It goes on from there. Here's Robert Kennedy Jr. knocking out of the park.
Okay, so what are your views on giving this COVID vaccine that they've made to kids? I know I'm from Canada, and I think that they're implementing that in order to go to school in Canada.
Well, they have to give it to kids because here's why. They cannot market this vaccine without having immunity shield. Oh, I mean, I sue pharmaceutical companies for a living. And I have enough criminal activity that I know about Pfizer at this point and Moderna. If they went ahead and marketed a vaccine where they end up killing people or injuring them, and I can sue them, well, they'd be thrilled. So they're never going to market a vaccine, allow people access to a vaccine, an approved vaccine, without getting liability protection. Now, the emergency use authorization vaccines have liability protection under the PREP Act and under the CARES Act. So as long as you take an emergency use, you can't sue them. Once they get approved, now you can sue them, unless they can get it recommended for children.
What?
Because all vaccines that are recommended, officially recommended for children, get liability protection, even if an adult gets that vaccine. That's why they're going after kids. They know this is going to kill and injure a huge number of children, but they need to do it for the liability protection. And here's how they know that it's going to injure kids. During the Pfizer study, they only tested it on 1,300 children. And one of those we now know was a girl called Maddie Gary. We only know about this because she and her family came forward and told us what happened. Maddie Gary got the vaccine. She immediately went into seizures. She is now in a wheelchair for life, and she needs a feeding tube to eat. So because Pfizer only tested on 1,300 kids, it is stuck with the extrapolation. And one out of every 1,300 kids is going to be injured like that, an injury worse than death. Pfizer did not report her injury. Instead, it said she had a stomachache. So that's what they reported to the FDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There isn't a tyrant alive or dead who has any love or respect for individual rights. So when Americans are confused as to why their own government would ever try to harm them, they either don't understand the nature of evil or they don't grasp how priceless the Bill of Rights actually are. They are the bane of the globalist tyrants who seek to control all of humanity. We could trace this conspiracy of tyrants all the way back to the 18th century, but we'll begin with the year that gave birth to the Federal Reserve Bank and Big Pharma. In 1910, the Carnegie Foundation published the Flexner Report, which directly led to the shutting down of natural traditional medicine and gave way for the Rockefellers to patent and monopolize the medicine industry. That same year, Rothschild banking dynasty's Paul Warburg, along with high-ranking members of U.S. banking and government, met in secret to hatch a plan that would financially rob every single American citizen for generations to come. Fractional reserve banking was considered a scam for centuries. This changed in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Banking System. Fractional reserve banking became the norm, regulated by the Fed. The Federal Reserve was also given the task of managing the U.S. debt, otherwise known as inflation. The hidden tax where the Fed gets to bail out members of their criminal cabal while everyone else suffers. Meanwhile, their families created their own interest-free banks, utilizing what's known as a whole life insurance policy and family trusts, keeping their own wealth safely out of the Federal Reserve System. A banking system that gave this cabal unlimited funds to wage war against all of humanity. In 1921, after years of meeting in secret, the Round Table Movement, a group that sought to reunify America with the Crown, and the Harvard Business School, merged factions to become the Council on Foreign Relations, a think tank allowing bankers and industrialists the opportunity to engineer government policy and discreetly undermine American democracy. In 1942, the OSS was formed by the cabal as an intelligence agency to fight the war. OSS member Alan Dulles went on to help create the CIA in 1947, who immediately began seizing control of the worldwide illicit drug market, starting with the heroin trade in Sicily. The CIA's reputation speaks for itself. They are the world's biggest drug cartel, overthrower of nations, and purveyors of propaganda and MKUltra. The globalist cabal has these intelligence groups in all of their nations, with no oversight, using them as a secret army to carry out their agenda. In 1944, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund were created under the guise of fostering global growth, followed by the United Nations in 1945. What they actually did was work together to violently seize control of entire nations. The World Bank trained people known as economic hitmen to make a simple offer to world leaders on their behalf. Either accept a massive loan designed to bankrupt their nation or be killed. And many were. The game is simple. Conquer by debt. The Federal Reserve banking system does it to every individual. And the World Bank and IMF do it to every nation. Once indebted to these crooked institutions, they lose control over their own destiny. The only difference between the mafia and this globalist cabal is scale. Starting in 1951, Henry Kissinger founded and directed the Harvard International Seminar. Funded by Kissinger through grants from private foundations known to be fronts for the CIA, the Harvard International Seminar was yet another group of globalist leaders coming together to discuss the future of a one-world government. The first documented meeting of the infamous Bilderberg Group was in 1954, but it would take the public 50 years to become aware of them. In 1955, the Bilderberg Group privately discussed plans for the European Union and the Euro, 38 years before their creation, slowly making their way into a one-world government controlled by their own interests.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
After they assassinated JFK, the agenda went into overdrive. Destructive leftist programs under the guise of welfare were deployed, making more and more people dependent upon big government. In 1971, the UN votes to admit communist China and expel Taiwan, lighting a spark that leads to world war. UN Ambassador George H.W. Bush accompanies Henry Kissinger to open up business with the CCP. That same year, a young Klaus Schwab, son of a Nazi industrialist and protege of Henry Kissinger, formed the World Economic Forum, replacing and expanding Kissinger's international seminar. The World Economic Forum is made up of 1,000 corporate entities, represented by a consensus of 100, the same exact entities that make up the Bilderberg Group, because they are one and the same. As the World Economic Forum, this group of power-hungry parasites goes public and gradually begins to normalize their agenda for world domination. In 1974, Kissinger drafts National Security Study Memorandum 200, wherein he calls for worldwide depopulation. and a year later, it becomes official U.S. policy. During the 1980s, the CIA sold cocaine to Los Angeles street gangs to fund an illegal war, while Big Pharma killed tens of thousands of Americans with AZT and lies. In the 90s, they began spinning the outrageous lie that the loyal, patriotic American is a domestic terrorist, while drafting more globalist policies such as NAFTA. In 1992, Klaus Schwab established the Global Leaders for Tomorrow School, later reestablished as the Young Global Leaders. Attendees include all the major players of the COVID-19 hoax, the lockdowns, and the mandatory vaccines. In 1992, Bill Gates was the head of a computer software company. He attended Klaus Schwab's Globalist Leader Schools in 1993, and in 1994, he begins his life in scientific research and global health with the formation of the William H. Gates Foundation, which later became the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Gates's so-called philanthropic efforts revolved around human depopulation, genetically modified foods, and experimental vaccines. In 1997, Jeff Bezos's Amazon.com was the world's biggest bookstore. In 1998, Bezos attended Schwab's Global Leaders School. By the end of that same year, Amazon begins selling a wide variety of other products and expands sales outside of the U.S. After they felled the World Trade Center, their propaganda story of Saudi hijackers with box cutters was used as the catalyst for destabilizing nations, creating armies of angry migrants, and stealing away more American liberties in the name of security.
You will and you are failing now. Your New World Order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Thanks to a small group of alternative journalists, people all over the world began waking up to the reality that an international cabal of powerful interests are conspiring to destroy national sovereignty, the Bill of Rights, and anything else standing in the way of a one-world government. We are now witnessing their plans coming into fruition, the Great Reset and Build Back Better. But before they can build back better, they must destroy. They must destroy civilization to the point that we collectively accept them and their tyrannical plans for global corporate governance as our only solution. They haven't won yet, but they are well on their way to victory unless humanity stands against them. For InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That's a powerful report from Greg Reese that you can only find at band.video because he's censored everywhere else.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.